So as it relates to the raid, we'll go back to the first part of the daf and discuss the first Gemara after the Mishnah. And that was, the Mishnah said that Nidai Raisa, there's a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim one day outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ulakachtam lechem b'yem rishon. But there's a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana, Shinyehe lulav nito b'medina shiva, that you should take the lulav 7 days b'medina. And the reason he made that takana was Zeichel HaMikdash, because he wanted people to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Dalad Minim for 7 days. So to remember the Beis HaMikdash, he instituted a takana that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash now, we're going to do what the Yidden used to do when there was a Beis HaMikdash. And that is, we're going to take Dalad Minim for 7 days. And the Gemara says, Minolan Davdin and Zeichel HaMikdash. What's the Makar that there's an idea to do something Zeichel HaMikdash? Amakra. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's learned from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Novi Yirmiyahu said, Ki Allah ruchalach umi makoisayach erpoich no mashem. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to heal the Jews from all their wounds. Why? Kinidach karolach. Because all the nations of the world refer to the Jews as being cast away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Pasuk says, Tzion hi doiresh ein la. Tzion, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have a doiresh. There's no one that's looking out for it. There's no one that's seeking it. And as a result, said Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like the Navi is almost fatainet that Tzion hi doiresh ein la. Michal debay drisha, you see from me that you need drisha, and that's the makar to this idea of Zeichel HaMikdash. I saw in the shiurim from Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, so he asked the kasha from the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Samech Amud Beis. So the Gemara over there is at the very, very end of Perek Cheskes Abatim. It's classic Gemaras. And the Gemara talks about different takonos that the Chachamim instituted after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Just read a few. Kach Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Sod Adam Es Beisai Besid U'meshayir Bay Dover Mu'ud. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, a person that's building a house, so if he's putting plaster, he's putting lime in his house, he should be Meshayir Bay Dover Mu'ud. He should leave over a little something. The kama, how much? Amma lama kineged haPesach. Additionally, oisam adam kol tzarchei suda. A person after the churban that prepares a big suda, that's great. But umeshayer davar muad, he should leave over a little something. He shouldn't prepare it with the whole shleimus. He should leave a little something out. Oisa isha kol tachshiteha. A woman that's putting on makeup, umeshayer is davar muad. She should leave over a little something. What? And the Gemara says what that is. So Gemara says, what's the makar to all this? You're building a house, leave over a little something. You're preparing a meal. A woman that's beautifying herself should take a little something off. What's the reason for it? Shenemar. It's learned out from a pasuk in Tehillim. We all know the pasuk. In eshkachich Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tidvak l'shoini l'chiki im lo yes gerechi im lo yales Yerushalayim. Al Rosh Simchasi. It's because David HaMelech said in Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. A Yid is not allowed to forget. He's not allowed to forget Yerushalayim. Im lo yes gerechi. Im lo yales Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi. A person has to always remember the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Indian of Zeichel HaMikdash. So Rav Yashuv Soloveitchik asked, he said, I have two Gemaras that both talk about Zeichel HaMikdash. And they both discuss dinim, that result from Zeichel HaMikdash, and they bring two completely different makaris. Ichabai Gemara Masechtes Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says, "We know in Davdin and Zeichel HaMikdash." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because it says, "Tziyoin hi doyresh ein lo, doyresh ein lo mechal debay drisha." And then we have the pasuk, the Gemara Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Samach Amud Beis at the very end of Cheskes Abatim. In Meshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Vashoini Lachiki, Im Lo Yes Gerechi, Im Lo Yales Yerushalayim, Al Rosh Simchasi. The whole pasuk is screaming, and the Gemara there learns out psukim as well. Different dinim. So, Frank Rabbi Yashaber, why do I need two psukim, two sugyas, two drashas to teach me the halacha of Zeichel HaMikdash? So he said a tremendous lamdas. He said, if you look carefully at the two sugyas, they're discussing two completely different halachas. The Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra is discussing in Yonei Avelos, Sod Adam Es Beisai Besid U'Mishayir Bay Dover Mu'et Oysa Adam Kol Tzarchei Suda U'mishayer davar mu'et. Oysa ishan kol tachshiteh u'mishayeres davar mu'et. A person has to be noyeg avelos even after churban beis hamikdash. Truth is, this is a chiddush. We know there's a zman, there's a tkufa during the year that we have to be Noyag Avelos, the Bein HaMetzarim, from Shavasa B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, during those 3 weeks, we're Noyag in Yonei Avelos. As we get closer to Tisha B'Av, so everything intensifies, it ramps up. Then you have Shavuos Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and then you have Tisha B'Av, we have Chamisha Inuyim, and these are all in Yonim of Avelos. But the truth is, the whole year, a Yid has to be Noyag Avelos on Yerushalayim. In Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak L'Shoini L'Chikim, Lo Yaskerech is not only true during the 3 weeks, it's not only true on Chodesh Av, it's not only true on Tisha B'Av, it's true a whole year. The entire year, a Yid on some level has to be mindful of the Beis HaMikdash. And he has to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he has to mourn Churban Beis HaMikdash. And there are halachas. And the Gemara here mentions a few, and there's a whole chelik in Shulchan Aruch, a whole simon that talks about different dinim that a Yid is supposed to be noyik after the Churban 365 days a year because of this pasuk in Eshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. But this is the sugya in Bava Basra. It's talking about Avelus on Churban Beis HaMikdash. The sugya, Mesach, the sugya daf mem aleph, our daf, is talking about a mitzvah that chazal, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was mesakein zeichel mikdash. Once upon a time, there was no inyan in taking dalad minim outside of the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alikechem shivas yamin. But outside, it was ulakachtam lechem b'yayim erishin. But as a zeichel mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said we should take dalad minim for 7 days. That has nothing to do with avelus. That has nothing to do with Avelos. So said Rabbi Yoshua, what's these two sugyas? You have one sugya that talks about Zeichel and Mikdash in the context of Avelos. You have another sugya that talks about Zeichel and Mikdash in the context of just doing a mitzvah that was once done. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. So he said, the chiluk is like this. Avelos on the Beis HaMikdash is mourning the Beis HaMikdash that we once had and clogging over the fact that we don't have it anymore. A person mourns over a loss. That's what Avelos is by definition. So, in Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, in Tidbak L'Shoini L'Chiki, in Lo Yaskerechi, a Yid has to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We have to remember there was once a Bayis Rishon where we had Nevi'im, and that because of the Zorah Gila Raish Shmichas Domim, it was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradim. We have to remember that there was a Bayis Sheni in the Tkufa of the Tanon that was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam and because of Lashon Hara. And we need to mourn the fact that we don't have it anymore. There's an Avelos Yeshana. This is something that every Yid has to do. It's more intense during certain times of the year, the Bein HaMetzarim, with the climax being on Tisha B'Av, but at the same time, the whole year, there's a Din Avelos on the Beis HaMikdash that we don't have anymore. It's looking back and mourning, and that's the sugya of Bava Basra, and that's what we learn from the Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tidbak, Tishkach Yemini, and Tidbak L'Shoyni L'Chikim Lo Yaskerechi. Abasendrib Yashaber, the sugya in Sukkah is a different sugya. What was the Makar to Zeichel HaMikdash in our sugya? Tziyoin hi, doyresh ein lo. What does it mean to be doyresh Yerushalayim? To be doyresh Yerushalayim means not to think about the Beis HaMikdash that we lost, but it's to be doyresh the Beis HaMikdash that is going to be built. The truth is, this pasuk of tziyoin hi, doyresh ein lo is really a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parashas Re'eh, I think. The pasuk says, there's a mitzvah to be doyresh the makom hashchina. The Ramban brings us a sefri, the Ramban al HaTorah on this pasuk, and says, Tidrishu d'roish al pi navi, that you're supposed to go to a navi and you're supposed to try to figure out and try to do whatever you can do so that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramban, after he brings this to free, says v'chein ata moitza b'David. What does he mean? David HaMelech said in Etin Shnas Le'enai Lafapai Tnuma Ad Emtzel Mokim Lashem. David HaMelech was up at night. David HaMelech knew he wasn't going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But he knew there was a mitzvah of Leshich Le'isidrish Uvasa Shama. And the Gemara says in Zvachim that he darshim psukim to try to figure out how you build the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built. And then he went and he bought the property. So like this, one day there'd be a Beis HaMikdash. Not for him. His son Shlomo would build the Beis HaMikdash. He knew he wasn't going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, he had a mitzvah of Leshich Le'isidrish Uvasa Shama. There's a mitzvah to be doyrish. There's a mitzvah to try to figure out where the Mokum HaMikdash is going to be. There's a mitzvah to do whatever you can possibly do to be doyrish, to try to bring, to farsh the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam brings another pshat. The Rambam says, what does it mean? L'shichno yisidrishu shetelchu me'eretz marchakim v'tishalu ono derech Beis Hashem v'toymru ishal re'yeyu l'chu v'nale el har Hashem el Beis Elikei Yisrael k'loshon tzion yishalu derech heino f'neyem. So the Ramban says that people are going to come from far away and they're going to want to arrive in the Beis HaMikdash. And they're going to ask people, V'toimru ishal re'eyu l'chu v'nale el Hashem el Beis HaLikei Yisrael. The Ramban seems to be describing the scene of the Oile Regalim, where the Yid went to be Oile Regal, and apparently they didn't have ways that they can simply put the address in and figure out where you're supposed to go. But there was an idea of Shetelchum Eretz Marchakim V'tishalu Ono Derech Beis Hashem. Reb Shmuel Yankiv and his Oisle Yaakov on Parashas Re'eh, he brings from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said, we know the Gemara says in Masechtes Makis, that Tochen Locha HaDerech, that if somebody was Ritzech B'Shoigig, so the Goel Adam was able to kill him. So what was his safe haven? If he runs to the Neir Miklat, one of the Bata Elavim, that's when he would be safe. So the Pasuk says that they used to put up signs and there were ways for the Ritzeach B'Shoigig to know the fastest route for him to be able to get to the Ir Miklat, because like this, he'd be able to save himself. So the Chazon Ish asks that how come they didn't do the same thing for the Oile Regal? There should have been big signs that says, oh, if you're going to be Oile Regal, just go straight, this amount of kilometers, this amount of miles. They could have had arrows and things. You would think it would have been very, very possible. It's mashma, wasn't like that. The Pasuk says, Shetelchum Yeretz Marchakim V'Tishalu. What do you have to ask for? Why did they have signs? There was a Tochen Lohem HaDerech for the Goy Ladam, for the Ritzech B'Shoyu. Why didn't they have it for the Yidin that were Oile Regal? So the Chazon Ish said, Hein Hein Advarim. Because here there's a mitzvah, the shichnoi sidrishu v'vasa shamo. There's a mitzvah to be doirish. There's a mitzvah to not just daven v'li Yerushalayim mircha barachim and tasha, but to actually try to do something about it, to be do whatever you can do to be doirish in as much as possible. The chen motzinu, the chen atamoitze b'David, says the Ramban. And that's what David HaMelech did. But either way, Rav Yashaber said, that's a whole different idea. That's this Zeichel HaMikdash that we're talking about. This is remember the Beis HaMikdash, but not mourn the Beis HaMikdash that we lost. This is an idea of being mamchish the Beis HaMikdash, that the Yid can be able to see and visualize and witness that there was a musig once of 7 days of Dal Aminim, and then he's going to be Mavasedra. But it says, Ulakachtam Lechem B'Yayim Arishan. So the Terech says, no, this is Zeichel HaMikdash. This is, you have to remember the Star Beis HaMikdash. So like this, that will be an impetus, it'll motivate. It's like this, you'll be doirish the Beis HaMikdash. But the point is, the Gemara in the Bava Basra, that's discussing Avelos. Avelos is crying over something that happened in the past. This is Tziyoni doirish ein law. Michal Dabai Drisha. Drisha is not about the past. Drisha is about the Avar. There's a Zeichel HaMikdash, as in Zeichel HaMikdash Bayis Rishon, and Zeichel HaMikdash Bayis Sheni. But then there's a Zeichel HaMikdash, that Zeichel HaMikdash, which is really the Bayis HaShlishi, the Sugyim Bava Basra Dav Samach, that's all about Avelos, and Meshkochech Yerushalayim. You can't forget the Yerushalayim that we once had. That's about Avelos. That's what all the examples the Gemara gives are Avelos big examples. That's about remembering and not forgetting the Beis HaMikdash that was. But Tziyon Hi Doirish Ein Lo, that's about being Doirish the Bayis HaShlishi. And somehow, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana of taking the Dal Aminim 7 days is included in the Dairish Ein Lo. But the point is, it's two different sugyas, hence there's two different psukim. That's the first Dara.